Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our Wednesday Words of Wisdom. We take a word out of the Bible and we just expound on it a little bit. One of the great things when I went to Bible school was learning how many different words there were that you took for granted, you really didn't pay a lot of attention to. So we're taking a word today and just kind of, let's just dive in and get four or five scriptures. The Bible says the mouth of two or three witnesses, a thing is established. So I figure four or five is a good number. So we've got more than that for others, but basically we've got at least five for every word we're going. So first word today, great words, the word obedience. You know, as a parent, you want obedience from your kids. Boss, you want obedience from the employees. Military, you want obedience from the soldiers. And so it's a big word. It's real important. So we're going to jump into this day. So the word obedience. By the way, there's no saying. I heard my preacher say when I was a kid, Hickson First Baptist, obedience brings blessing. Everybody was looking for a blessing. We're trying to get blessed. Right? We need to be obedient. Obedience brings blessing. So look at some of the scriptures. Job 36, verse 11. Job 36, verse 11. If they obey and serve him, then they will spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasures. But if they obey not, they shall perish by the sword. They shall die without knowledge. Well, I'll just go back to the first half of that again. Job 36, 11. If they obey and serve God, they'll spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. That's almost like a crazy positive saying out of a book you find in the library. You know, that's is that possible? Yeah. Spend your days. I like my day. I like my day to go well. Well, you want to spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. Days in prosperity, years in pleasure. Days in prosperity. How do you do that? Obedience. I used to tell my kids, you know, if you obey me, I'm not wanting a lot from you. I just want you to obey what I'm telling you to do. I don't make up new stuff every day. I used to have three rules for the house when I had kids. I had them on poster board on the ceiling above every bed. I had it on the corner of the bathroom mirror, on the corner of the refrigerator. And for about 2.5, 3 years, I had it underneath every toilet seat lid. I said, I'm covered everywhere you're going today. I've covered every place. I just want you to do what I'm asked you to do. Outside these three things, have a wonderful life. But I do want you to do these three things. Like this, Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah 1:19. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. What did he speak? If you be willing and obedient, you will eat the good of the land. And it's pretty simple. It's just pretty simple. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 5 through 8. Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, for with good will doing service as to the Lord, not to men, knowing that whatever good thing any man does, the same shall he receive from the Lord, whether he be bond or free. It's a basic thing we call what you sow, what you reap. Now read the last sentence. Knowing that whatever good thing a man does, the same he shall receive from the Lord. He's talking about your fellow man, your boss, those around you. Whatever good thing you do, the same you shall receive from the Lord. Do unto others as you have them do unto you. You know, the basic goodwill of all men. And it's just real simple. Watch how you treat people. Don't retaliate, you know, evil. Be good to everybody. You know, we're even supposed to be good to our enemies, you know. And so put a smile on your face. Do what's right. Colossians 3, verse 20. Colossians 3, verse 20. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Well, you go back to Job. If you're willing, obedient, you'll spend your days in prosperity, years in pleasure. Children, if you obey your parents in all things, This is well pleasing to the Lord. God's asked the same thing for everybody. Everybody just wants somebody to be obedient. I like this Colossians chapter 3, verse 22 through 25. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with thy servants as men pleases, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord, not unto men, knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward. Of the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance. For you serve the Lord Christ, but he that does wrong shall receive the wrong which he has done. For there is no respect to persons. You so bad, you get bad. You so good, you get good. So obedience. Do what? Well, I go all the way back to Job. I'll pick these two scriptures up. Job 36. If you obey and serve him, you'll spend your days in prosperity and your years in pleasure. And then Ephesians chapter 6, 1 through 3. Children, obey your parents, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the very first commandment that has a promise attached to it, that it'll be well with you and live long on the earth. Well, I want to live long on the earth. I want to be well with me. I want to spend my days in prosperity and years in pleasure. How do I do that? Very simple. Obedience. So there's a spirit of rebellion on the planet today. Everybody just tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think. I don't care what you think. I just need you to do what I'm asking you to do. People are writing nasty stuff on the bathroom walls at work, whispering nasty stuff at the coffee machine, talking bad about their company, talking bad about their boss, talking bad about their neighbor, kids talking bad about their parents. No, God knew. God knew this planet, when Satan became the temporary legal god of this planet, it was going to go south. But we've been redeemed, the curse law, taken out of the power of the devil and put them in God's dear kingdom. We're children of the living God now. We've been blessed. And so we're behind enemy lines. We're to live different, talk different, think different, act different. It's real simple. So I tell everybody, get your Bible open, read a proverb a day. Read a proverb a day, you'll be smarter than probably 99% of most people on this planet. Get the word of God in you, and then it'll start coming out of your mouth, and you'll start doing it. The Holy Spirit will bring to your remembrance what you have need of. So you have a blessed day, live a long life, and be obedient. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family, and we're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.